You're listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FC UM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Crosses a goal! Oh! FC United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Oh! Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's weekend FA Cup encounter with Handsworth Paramore.
This is FCUM Radio. Officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be heading to Nottinghamshire to hear all about FC United's trip to Worksop to take on Handsworth Paramore in the FA Cup, but before that it's now time for this week's club news. And we start with FA Cup news, but for the women's team, and unfortunately on Sunday afternoon FC United were knocked out of the cup to Wigan Athletic, losing away from home by 1-0, with FC also going down to 10 players on 8 minutes following a red card for striker Jess Battle. While for the men's team, the news doesn't get any better, I'm afraid, as FC United lost midweek in the league away at Darlington by 3-0.
0-0, and well, it's been an interesting 45 minutes, as we are now actually approaching the 44, we're into the 45th minute, as the ball now plays across right-hand side to Kevin Burgess, the skipper. Skipper slips there, and can McCarthy take advantage? He does well there, McCarthy, holds the ball, plays up to a late challenge there, and,
oh, and this
well,
is
that's
trouble.
Retribution.
It's a red card, straight red.
And well, that's number Burgess. Five there. Kevin Burgess went straight through FC United, the Manchester's skipper, and that was retribution for more than anything. And the referee saw it instantly into his pocket for the red.
There was no doubt whatsoever about his intention there.
And the ball chipped forward now. Beck holds the ball. Simple ball inside now to the number 11, David Ferguson. Ferguson is barged out of it by Logan and by Joel Senior, and that might be a yellow card for young Senior as well, because he's got to cross his man, taking him out.
Yeah, it's going to be yellow.
It's a second challenge similar to that. He got away with the first one.
Yellow card number 4 for FC tonight.
Well, there was plenty of players back there defending as well. Sometimes you've got to just think about it, just not be quite as rash. Well, the free kick will be taken. Terence Grill-Braith. Again, they'll be looking to loft that ball into the 18-yard area. The big men are up there, Collins and Beck. Towards the back post it goes across goal. First half shot comes in, it's a goal! Well, it was Beck, the man that got in front of Fagbowley. He won the header, played it across. It was a tight, acute angle for Cartman, but he went low to the ground and he buried it into the bottom left-hand corner. And we talk about maybe from free kicks and conceding free kicks. Sometimes, Paul, you've got to be a little bit more resolute. Don't throw yourself in there.
I think the problem is that with a player like Beck, you might not win the first ball, but you've got to win the second ball. And then, particularly in the penalty area there, we had to be tight on everyone that's around him. And we let Cartman have too much space to squeeze the shot low into the left-hand corner.
Well, you thought so far, Paul, of this second half from FC?
Well, we kind of thought that, you know, we've got a man advantage and we'd come out and try and dictate the game a bit, try and take it to them. But it was Darlington that drew first blood, because basically we started getting reckless with challenges. We gave away a silly free kick. We didn't defend it properly and we gave them a goal. And that's now we've got all the work to do.
As Beck doesn't win the ball, but it's picked up there by Sayers. Sayers outside the penalty area. He plays it to the number 8, an opportunity. Can he cut inside down the left-hand side? He goes. It's a penalty. And it is a clear penalty. And it's FC United, the Manchester's Matty Hughes. Now he's been yellow carded. And it's another yellow card. He's going to go off, isn't he? And Matty Hughes now is sent off. Yeah, he just realised the referee.
Yellow.
So it's red. So it's now 10 men versus 10 men and a penalty to the home team. And, well, Matty Hughes there, really, it was all the good work of Wheatley. Well, he's had 5 bookings. That was his 6th booking of the game. 6 bookings so far this season.
That's 7. And that's 7 bookings now. 7 yellows now.
And the referee trying to find the spot for Darlington.
So it's
Hughes, well, he'll have to get off the pitch a little bit quicker because the penalty is going to be taken, but he eventually starts jogging off. And it was a reckless challenge again, wasn't it?
I thought he went in with the wrong foot. I think that was part of the problem.
I think you're dead right. But anyway, it's going to be left-footed. And it's
saved
off the crossbar, saved by the goalkeeper, hit the underside of the crossbar and bounces out. And FC United, well, the 10 men against 10 men now, and FC United only find themselves a goal down. Great save, really, you've got to say, from Alisson, because he's got his body there, hits his underside of his body, and it flicked up into the crossbar, bounced back down, and it remains 1-0 to Turnbull. This is a bit of keep ball, but in FC's final third, and you understand why they're doing it. And then a killer ball in, and last ball to Cartman, and ball comes across, it's half cleared by FC United. The Manchester second ball is cleared to the halfway line, touch and turn, and knock free kick given. As the number 11 now, Ferguson, through the three players, first half shot comes in, goal. And that was...
He was allowed to run pretty much unchallenged for 20, 30 yards there. Got to the edge of the box, fizzed in a low shot that went through Allinson and into the net.
The downside was there, the referee got the wrong, because there was a free kick against McCarthy.
But he held a play to the whistle.
He played to the whistle, and then he just ran all the way through the number 8. It was Wheatley, wasn't it?
What, the goal scorer?
Yeah.
No, it was
I see. I was
Ferguson.
Just testing you. David Ferguson, the number 11.
Margie's going berserk on the touchline here about the decision, but he's not going to change his mind now. Joel Senior's having a chat with the referee, but he's not going to change his mind.
Well, no, he's not. And it was a free kick. It was poor refereeing.
You can argue all night long, but it's 2-0.
Anyway, it's going to be a throw-in eventually. That Fagbo is going to take on the far left-hand side. It's a long throw into the penalty area. Four white shirts converge upon the ball and win it. Fagbo has to chase all the way back to the halfway line. Joel Senior is the lone person there, and he hits the ball through the middle. It's chested down and given away by FC. Picked up comfortably by the number 8 for the home team, and the ball given away. It's a poor ball. It allows Mike Connor to try to charge on the right-hand side, and... be careful, Connor. Oh, he's going to get himself sent off here. He won the free kick. The referee, I think, is going to go over to see the assistant referee and speak to him, because his elbow came out, his arm came out right across the player's head, and there's pushing and shoving and all sorts going on. And I think the assistant referee has probably seen that, and I think it will be another card, and I think it will be a yellow for Mike Connor if he's not careful here. And it could be a sending off. They clearly all saw it at the bench.
He got involved a couple of minutes ago with a silly incident on the touchline. He's gone and done it again.
Well, he's off. Mike Connor is going to be sent off because he has been booked already, unless he's going to have a stern talking to.
No, I don't think so. Card's out.
Yep, gone.
Goes from bad to worse, doesn't it? 2-0 down, 9 men of FC. Stephen Thompson plays it back to the left-back position. They can clear the lines comfortably. And it's a good touch there. Great touch by David Sayers. Sayers plays into the number 8 there now. He goes past one, goes past two. Could he get the shot away and just bend it in? Great defending from Joel Senior. But it's the 16 again. Thompson on the ball. Plays it out left-hand side now to David Ferguson. The ball comes across. It should be 3-0. It is 3-0. And it is that man again, Joseph Wheatley, ready to pounce. And it's FC United of Manchester. 3 goals down here.
FC United do have the opportunity to bounce back in the league this weekend as the Reds host Tamworth at Broadhurst Park. But please note, this match will now take place on Sunday and not on Saturday. Kick-off, though, will still be at 3 p.m. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travel to Nottinghamshire to take on North County's east side, Handsworth Paramore, in the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. To hear now how FC United fared, it's over to FC Live on Saturday afternoon.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the King of Soho Stadium, otherwise known as Sandy Lane, otherwise known as Babbage Way, for today's second qualifying round match of the FA Cup between Handsworth Paramore and FC United of Manchester. I'm Ben here, just next to the tunnel, and joining me, just to the left of me, stood next to the tunnel, it's Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, just your general thoughts about this game today and the importance of it.
Well, magic of the FA Cup and all that. There's obviously money to be made with a good cup run. We've got a difficult assignment possibly today on paper, but then again, all FA Cup assignments can be difficult. It depends how you make them. Remember, we went to Wasit last season and we scored early and then went to sleep and they equalised and we had a bit of a sticky patch and ended up winning 7-1.
Well, it was a sticky patch because they refused to cut the grass.
Yes.
But digging through the archives last night, because I was trying to find an FC Live replay of FA Cup exploits from years gone by that we actually recorded, and the best I could come up with was Prescott Cables in the first qualifying round back in 2014.
A real thriller.
Yeah, and for some reason, I also put up the following game in the second qualifying round, which was one of the infamous ties against Lancaster City, which, of course, we all know how that
ended. Nemesis.
Yes.
Yeah, they've knocked us out twice.
So, team news today. Obviously, Matty Hughes is currently suspended, not due to the sending off, but due to bookings.
Five yellow cards.
Yeah. Tim Kinsella is cup tied because he's played in a previous round for Earlham FC. And up for selection now today, back from injury, we've got Craig Linfield and Jason Gilchrist. So, Marge has rung the changes, and this is the team, and this is what we believe is the formation and the positions they're going to be playing in. So, Lloyd Allison in goal. Joel Senior at right back, Zach Corbett at left back, and then we think it's going to be Fag Bowler and Danny Brady at centre back. We only think that because we can't see where the left footer is in that, other than Zach Corbett to play full back. So in midfield we've got Scotty Kay, who's captain this afternoon, Mike Connor and Steve Irwin. On the wings we've got Connor McCarthy and Craig Linfield, and up front, all on his own, returning from injury, Jason Gilchrist.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And substitutes Tom Greaves, James Hooper, Joel Logan, Sam Baird, Mike Jones, Lewis Lacey, who's on dual reg currently at Chadderton, but obviously we're a bit short of defenders, so he's come in, and Danny Wisdom is on the substitutes bench. Obviously you get more subs in the FA Cup.
Yes, you're allowed seven, aren't you?
Now, the interesting thing about today's opposition, Handsworth Parramore, other than the backstory of Worksop Town, Worksop Parramore, Handsworth, and all that palaver, that's a Wikipedia page you can go visit anytime you like, dear listener.
Yeah, feel free. Add to it.
What we're talking about here, if you go through their team, is a lineup of ex-Shaw Lane players, Frickley, Matlock, Buxton, a good spread of NPL experienced players, certainly not step six or step five.
Yeah, there is a gulf. There's 56 places on the league pyramid between the two clubs. Obviously, the FA Cup wipes that out completely, and it's 11 against 11, or if you count the subs, it's 18 against 18.
FC United, let's be honest, we're not coming into this in great form. There's all kinds of discussions going on off the pitch, on message boards and that kind of thing. The pressure's certainly on this afternoon. And
a cup run is desperately needed. It's like I mentioned, it's a black September with four defeats out of four so far. But the hosts today have come into this on the back of two defeats themselves in the last couple of games. They lost 3-0 at Pickering Town in midweek and were battered, apparently. So both sides are kind of, they've got a few wounds to repair this afternoon.
And it's going to be a free kick to Handsworth Parramore to be taken by the goalkeeper, Chris Butt. He plays a long ball down the left-hand side, flicked on there by Moxham. Fag Bowler tries to win that second ball. Kay's there. Fag Bowler does really, really well and plays the ball out to this left-hand side. And Linfield's going to keep that in on the halfway line. And now he's got an overlap there from Irwin. Linfield brings the ball forward, plays it to Irwin now on the left-hand touchline, comes in Phil with it. Is he going to head to the byline? He is. On the left-hand side. Goes down.
He's gone down. He's given a penalty.
He's given a penalty. And,
did he play the ball is the question. That, and maybe he didn't.
We can't really comment from where we are, but the referee has definitely given a penalty on a tackle on Irwin.
It was inside the box. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. It was good driving run, that from Linfield, first thing. And then Irwin on the overlap, driving into the box, gets to the byline, brought down.
Dangerous place to make a challenge if you don't play the ball.
That's right. And with 34 minutes on the clock here at Sandy Lane, FC United with a glorious chance to get the opening goal in this second qualifying round tie. It's going to be Irwin to take this penalty,
which is quite right, seeing as he earned it.
That's right. And, Handsworth still complaining to the referee, but it's going to be Irwin to take this. Irwin lining up on his right foot. In he comes, slots it into the right-hand corner. Superb penalty. And FC United, on 34 minutes, take the lead, Paul.
Yeah. Nearly everything that good has in this first half has come around Craig Linfield. And again, Linfield played Irwin in down the left-hand side. Well, we've made nearly all the running. Irwin cuts inside the box. The fullback has to make a decision. He has to make some kind of challenge. I don't think he played the ball. And on that basis, the penalty was earned.
1-0 here at Sandy Lane between Handsworth Parramore and FC United. and it's the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. We're still joined by Stato Paul, but also Stephen Wood has joined us too. And Steve, just what's your thoughts after that first half?
You can't win in a game like this. You're expected to win.
Oh, I was waiting for that cliche.
Well, it's true though. Yeah, but
I had that lined up.
Oh, sorry, I didn't just say that. Time. Rewind that back.
That one off.
And the thing is, though, it is, and that half has proven it. They've had a couple of half chances, but nothing brilliant. We've had most of the play, as you'd expect, some nice moves, as you'd expect, most of the chances, as you'd expect.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Anyway, that's the end of that one. Bye bye.
No, just to try.
Well, you know, that's true though. You know, and. The one thing I don't like, are we going to get to the penalty at any point?
Well, yes, we are.
The little tete-a-tete, I don't like that. So we're going to get to the tete-a-tete bit.
Wait, what?
Our players arguing with each other about who's going to take it.
Oh, I never saw that. Oh. You can't see that from me.
Oh, well, we'll
have a chat with that in a minute. Okay. Just to say, it looked a bit odd in the first 10 minutes or so, a bit shaky, because we started playing we played long balls essentially, and that fed into them a bit, and they wouldn't give us any time in defence.
Yeah,
and that's we'd like time in defence, don't we? The ticky tacky stuff we like to do in our final third, and we were being pressurised, but slowly but surely Linney started to come more and more into the game, as did Irwin, and the pair of them combined beautifully to win the penalty in the first place.
And I think you're right, and I think what you haven't mentioned as well is some of the movements of Jason Gilchrist. We're sat up that end. Some of his movement is coming off and he's going round behind. As I would expect a good quality striker to do. It's excellent, you know. I mean, he was unfortunate. I think we should have another penalty earlier on because he's penalised Gilchrist for a collision, which 5 minutes before, the same thing happened on Gilchrist and he's played on. You know, but anyway, yeah, you're right. I mean, that shot at the end there.
Yeah.
If he keeps it, I'm right behind him. If he keeps his line. It's top corner. It just drifted right at the last second. You know, we just need to come here today and get the result and go home. It's halfway there.
So tell us about the tete-a-tete.
We got the penalty, which you know it was a good rugby tackle, to be fair.
He
got around the back of him and
got a couple of the locals with us here.
Oh yeah,
and they were a bit questionable about the penalty. We can't see it from here. It looked like he won the ball, but I never commented at the time.
Got round behind him and he's almost rugby. He's rugby tackled him. He's pulled his leg.
So definite
under him,
penalty.
Definite penalty. And it's just the fact that then you got two players. Gilchrist went to pick the ball up, or Irwin, but then Gilchrist went over and said, "I'm taking it." And they were playing tug of war. Now, two things here.
That should be decided before.
Well, it should be decided before the start. They should know. And B, if it's not, and they're going to have that, the captain stood there watching. The captain. Yeah. I mean, to be fair to Margie then shouts over saying, "Why aren't you getting in there?" Telling. I mean, the thing. It looked poor. And you know what that thing is? It sets itself up for. Because if he'd have missed that, then after all that. Okay, he put it away. And to be fair, the first player over to him was Gilchrist, so fine. I just don't like seeing it. It's just like, let's A, decide who's taking it, and B, if we're going to have a word, the captain should come over and say, get the ball, say, you're taking it.
I suppose we should be grateful that two players actually want to take a penalty.
That's a very good point. Of course, it's
gone in those days.
sometimes nobody wants to take a penalty.
When it comes to this game, the importance of it, the FA Cup, I interviewed the Stalybridge Celtic manager this week, and obviously their league form hasn't been great at all. And he said,
taking our players off us.
Yeah, we need the FA Cup. The FA Cup helps to kickstart a season.
It can do.
We need a win here, don't we?
Need a win. It kickstarts a season results-wise, and it kickstarts a financial
there is a fair bit of money at stake.
Yeah. £4,500.
£4,500 today, but then you're moving. How much did we get for the Manchester Cup by the way? We must have got something.
Oh yeah, we should say the winning run actually started.
We should congratulate our team in getting through the first round.
Yes, we're into the quarterfinals already.
We were a bit, to be honest, very negative in not congratulating FC United. Big congratulations to everyone associated with the club. An excellent display, beating by something or other to get through to the next round.
An undisclosed figure.
Yeah, undisclosed figure. Very good.
Joking aside, it's because we won the league. We won the league, I wish we had. Champions of Manchester, and that's why.
Absolutely.
That's why. We'll have more news on that later when we know more.
Hello.
About who we got in the round after. That'll probably be at Christmas.
Yeah, you're really struggling there.
Yeah. So for the second half,
just keep plugging at it.
Hooper with a left foot in swinger, in it comes, it beats everyone, and it's Harcourt, he gets that clear. It's going to be a throw in, and this is exactly where FC United would like this ball to be.
This is where we want to see out the game, right in front of us.
And it's going to be Fagbola to trot over to take this throw in for FC United.
With a possible lack of urgency.
Yes. And why would you be urgent at this point? FC United 1-0 up in his second qualifying round match here at Handsworth Parrymore. Throw in taken. Is Linfield under it? He makes a nuisance of himself. Ball cleared on his first. Kay back to Fagbowler on this right hand side. Fagbowler on his right foot crosses it in. Cleared though by Harcourt only as far as Hooper. Hooper now. Hooper looking for options. He gets the ball to Irwin on the left hand side. Irwin. Not really any urgency, but he crosses that ball in towards Greaves. It's headed clear. And Buttle runs all the way back. At makeshift left back now, charging forward, but still in his own half. Ball cleared high. Who's under it? Well, FC United let it bounce. Brady there doing enough, but the ball is still with Handsworth. It breaks to Handsworth. Oh no! And FC United have conceded a goal there with Pat Lindley right on 90 minutes. And as a defender,
and a horrible mess in front.
As a defender at school. And playing Sunday League, yeah. I was always told, don't let it bounce. FC United decided to let it bounce, not just once, twice, yeah. Three times. It was bobbling all over the place. No one in FC United's defence was taking control of that ball. It breaks there to that man, Pat Lindley. And it was a scruffy goal, but it's an equaliser.
In the 90th minute.
In the 90th minute, and that's probably... back to Broadhurst Park, unless FC United could pull something out of the bag here in the closing stages.
And that's Tuesday evening. 3 minutes for FC to force a win here.
And, well, the goalkeeper does a Sam Ashton impression, and you said it earlier, we're having a bit of a...
The word rue came in, didn't it?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. And that, dear listener, is full-time, and FC United... ruining chances early on in the second half, see themselves back at a replay at Broadhurst Park on Tuesday night. Paul, 1-1, it's finished here.
Yeah, it was a banana skin of a game. It looked like we'd weathered the storm. It looked like we had the game in some kind of order. The second half, we came out well. We dominated. We should have killed the game off. Instead, we toyed with the idea of scoring. I mean, Gilchrist hit the underside of the bar. We had other opportunities. Irwin had a couple of shooting chances. There was a header from Gilchrist that went wide at the far post. Yet we couldn't kill the game off. And of course, when you don't kill the game off and you make a mistake at the back, which we did, I think it was, is it Brady that let the ball bounce?
Yeah.
And then from that moment on, Handsworth managed to scramble a goal in at the far post.
And we can't say we weren't warned. There was a period in the first 15 minutes or so of the game where Handsworth were pressurising, not letting FC United's defence play the ball out the way they do, and there was just times where, yeah, you know, like you said, it felt like we've ridden the storm a bit. We didn't really capitalise in the first 10 minutes.
I mean, whether it's a case of FC not having the confidence to see out a win after a bad run, I don't know. Golden opportunity,
Steve. Well, you're down the far end, which is why we've got you on.
Two of them.
The down that end.
Two of them offside.
Two of them offside.
Yeah.
But as a defender,
just doesn't get away from the fact that we couldn't get rid of the ball. But yeah, there was two of them off. But
just to confirm, the offside in the first half, FC United, McCarthy was offside when he.
Oh
he
well, yeah,
in.
He won't. Why?
And
why
just
he
to
did
confirm
that.
In the second half for Greaves was offside too.
What about the other one as well? We had three offside disallowed.
That was offside as well. Just to add then, what's your view of his? It's literally a ball dropped.
it's one of them though, isn't it? I mean, you know, we've rattled the ball. Oh, we've got a finish from Gilchrist. He just wants it just to be, but it doesn't matter because it didn't, so it's irrelevant, isn't it? See, Tuesday.
Well, you know, there's 56 places between these two sides, and the FA Cup wipes that away, doesn't
counting.
It?
Apart from you.
Stats.
Yeah, apart from him, yeah.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
No problem, thank you.
For joining us for that bit of a chinwag there. Just to confirm, he says the players were offside. We can't obviously confirm that. Where does this leave FC United then? Because there's been a lot of talk on forums and stuff like that about, you know, the pressure the management are under here at FC United, and some people saying it doesn't matter about the result here. It doesn't matter if FC United win. The form in the league is important, and that's not been good. To concede the way we've done there and not put this game to bed, it doesn't put those questions to bed, does it?
I don't think a draw at Handsworth Parrymore is the greatest result we could have asked for, to be honest. For two reasons. One, it means we're still looking for that win that we need to kickstart the month, basically. And the other thing, financially, is it's going to be a struggle to make much money out of the replay. you know, in the olden days, a replay you could have rubbed your hands at. But now we've got to go again on Tuesday.
Are we going to have the spectre? The spectre of, like the old days at Gig Lane, where we just had the main stand open. Is that what
be.
We're heading towards?
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, we will be in the draw for the next round.
Yay.
So, yeah. So it's a tough one. We would just
high-fiving people. It could. Go on.
I mean, we had a great opportunity today to kill off the tie and sit back in midweek, regroup, get some players fit maybe, you know, a bit of organisation. But now, Swampy, you've got hands with Paramore. Well, he tried to duck the bullet, but he still got it.
Well, the forum's going to be an interesting place this evening.
Yes.
All we could say is this has been a game of...
Frustration.
FC United should have put this game to bed a long time ago. They didn't. And as a result, you're playing a county side who threatened to play direct football all the way through this. They play direct football. And then towards the end, right at the death, we don't deal with a long ball. You can say all you like about players being offside, but the referee's not giving it. And
yeah, I mean, the fans around us here are delighted. I mean, they've got out of jail here, haven't they? And they've got another chance on Tuesday night to cause an upset. I'm not sure where we go from here. We certainly needed to win this game to get the confidence levels up, and we haven't done it. But I suppose at least we've got a second chance.
Well, and it's finished here. Hands with Paramore 1, FC United and Manchester 1.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. On the way home, Ben caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
Thanks for joining us, Carl. What's your take on that one?
Well, difficult, I suppose. It was always going to be a banana skin, and I thought we were really nervous. I didn't think when we passed the ball, we looked all right. But for some reason, we resorted to playing from back to front too quickly, which obviously gave them a fighting chance, because when you're knocking balls over 30 yards or 40 yards, then it becomes a 50-50, and you know, against teams that you know at the end of the day we should be fitter, we should be faster, we should be stronger than I think we were, but we gave away that advantage in a silly way by playing football that certainly wasn't asked of the lads. You know, we made that clear to them, and I suppose the bonus, you know what I'm like, I always look for positive, sort of the bonus from that is that we're still in the act. We've got a home tie now, and it's one where we've really got to shape up and start start doing as we as coaches and managers are preaching to the lads, which is to pass the ball, because that's why they're here.
In the first 10 minutes or so of the game, it was nervy. I mean, we were playing long balls, straight long balls back, and that kind of... Then we grew into the game.
Yeah.
We started the second half 1-0 up,
yeah,
and we created chances. I mean... Yeah.
Well, we went to Rochdale and we've been to Brighton. That's the FA Cup for you. When them, you know, another day, them goals go in. That's just the way it is. But at the moment, we're having a tough time of it. I think everybody's no one can, you know, hide away from that fact. I'm the first one to admit that. I'm the first one to stand as well at the front of the queue when anybody's looking to criticise, because I'll protect the lads to the hilt. And today. I've given them a little bit of a home truth, which I won't disclose, but we'll see what happens on Tuesday.
And any injuries going into Tuesday's match and out? Are you, you've seen how Handsworth play down the channels, direct in many ways. How are you going to combat that to put this tie to bed?
I think it's about what we play, how we play, Ben. If we play the way that we can, and we'll instill the confidence, as we always do, in the players to pass the ball. It's down them to take that on board. I've told them there's no pressure. There isn't any pressure. At the end of the day, they've been brought to the club to perform, and you know, although they're not making it easy on themselves, I'll stick by them. I'll make sure that they're ready and prepared to make sure that we are playing the kind of football that we want to play, and it's the kind of football that's going to win us a football match on Tuesday.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Ben.
Carl Margeson there following FC United's draw with Handsworth Parramore on Saturday afternoon. And following that draw, it's back to Broadhurst Park for the replay. The tie will take place this coming Tuesday in North Manchester. Kickoff will be at 7:45pm. And as always, if you cannot make this match in person, remember there will be full coverage right here on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And that's about it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 9am and 12:30 on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05pm on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
Hiya, I'm Maxine Peake, and you're listening to the wonderful FC United Radio.